Hi, and welcome to 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the Word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Is there anything we want more than to know we matter on this earth? And is there anything worse than that nagging feeling that we are somehow missing what we are put on this earth to do? A whole lot of us walk around with that burden, and I want to have some real talk about what all that is and how to see things shift. This is the time I wish we were having a face-to-face conversation with coffee mugs in hand over your drink of choice. What is yours, by the way? Mine depends on the mood. And if I'm being fancy, around Christmas, it's a peppermint white chocolate mocha. And on the regular, it's either just coffee or a vanilla chai. Those are the hot drink choices, obviously. But if we were having not just this one-sided conversation, I would ask you this question. What is kingdom purpose? And more pointedly, what do you believe is your kingdom purpose? I want you to think about that for a minute. Because here's what I've discovered. What we believe about why we are here is how we will live our daily lives. Let me repeat that. What we believe about why we are here is how we will live our daily lives. Daily living matters to the believer in Jesus Christ because daily living is really about kingdom living. It's about our ultimate purpose, not about our 24-hour purpose in that day. Though obviously every day counts, every hour and minute counts. But what I'm talking about here is the umbrella purpose of what we do every day, our umbrella mission. It's bigger than just, I went to the grocery store and I picked up my kids from school and I paid 6 bills, on and on and on. Because if we don't already, we have to understand that we're called to see ourselves as missionaries and preachers and servants of our Master Jesus Christ. In the sense that we're all to be telling others about him in both our words and the way we live our lives, to do as Jesus says in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, make disciples. This, friends, is our kingdom purpose. And so here's the thing. The idea of kingdom purpose shouldn't feel like pressure. It shouldn't feel like, okay, I've got to check this off my list. I'm living with kingdom purpose, and so I've got to do this for God. Instead, it should give us freedom, and I'm going to tell you why. The first reason why is because when you live with a lens of kingdom purpose, you take the pressure off for temporary performance. So you aren't trying to impress in this one way or serve in this one way to be noticed. On this date, you're going to go do this. And so if you're not trying to do that, you won't be disappointed if someone else gets more attention or is seemingly more blessed by God or whatever the case may be. So it helps eliminate this silly kingdom competition, which we find ourselves in sometimes. You and I have our marching orders. Our mission is clear and set, and no one or nothing else ever alters that when we operate with this idea of kingdom purpose. We understand that we answer to God for ourselves, and we don't have time to look sideways. And so that's one of the things that it does. The other thing that it does is when you live with the lens of a kingdom purpose, you take the pressure off for trying to figure out your life plans. Yes, I get that you have to have a job and earn a living. I'm not talking about that, obviously, although that may play into it too. But what I'm really talking about here is this understanding that your ultimate life goal, your ultimate goal for being on this earth is to lead others to Christ. And so everything you do along the way funnels back to your kingdom purpose and your mission. So of course you'll do this or that, or of course you won't do this or that. It does or doesn't line up with your mission. And so it makes choices in life that much easier on you. And so that's the way you set your life up when you live with a kingdom purpose. So I hope you'll think about your kingdom purpose in those terms today. And I hope something we've talked about has been helpful to you. Sure wish it was over our favorite hot drinks, but hey, I'll take you meeting me here. And thank you so much, as always, for joining me. So our 5-word prayer to Jesus today, may I fulfill kingdom purpose. Amen. This has been 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. I love you. I love Jesus most. See you next time. This is Lisa Whittle, and I want to thank you for listening to 5-Word Prayers Daily. You're a huge part of what we do here every day, and we appreciate you so much. If you like what you're listening to, share it with a friend, and make sure to subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get our weekly email at 5 Word Prayers Daily. If you're interested in any of my free resources, my free Bible studies, they're available at lisawhittle.com.